A life of communion to be lived and shared is one phrase that helps to focus on the central message of this Sunday. We are baptized in the name of the Triune God. Our Christian faith and life revolves around the Holy Trinity, which is the centerpiece of our Christian faith. That is why we begin and end all our prayers in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. One of the greetings at the beginning of each Mass is an excellent synthesis of this truth. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. The responsorial psalm today is a psalm of praise. O Lord our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth. The entire celebration, therefore, is like a continuous hymn of praise to the Triune God. In his earthly life, Jesus gradually reveals to his disciples the mystery of being totally united with the Father. One is reminded of the conversation between Jesus and Philip in St. John's Gospel, where Philip wanted Jesus to show them the Father. Jesus replied to him, "You must believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me." The conversation with Nicodemus in the Gospel this Sunday implies that love prompted the Father to send the Son, the bearer of the Holy Spirit, the source of life. This communion with God is the goal of our Christian life and faith. The Holy Trinity is not just a subject of theological speculation on the three divine persons. Rather, it is a life of communion, a life to be lived and shared. Therefore, we need to go beyond talking about love, communion, and sharing, and putting those ideas into practice by being instruments of reconciliation and compassion. That is why God, in creating us, does not put us directly into heaven. Because if he did so, we would mess life up there. Our life here on earth is a time to practice in concrete ways of sharing, healing, and living in communion with the people God has given us. Briefly, we can sum up the message in 3 points. 1. The Most Holy Trinity is a model of life of communion to be lived and imitated. 2. The solemnity challenges us to be instruments of reconciliation, healing, and compassion. And finally, one way of living such a life starts with prayer together. For example, in a family or in a basic Christian community, and overflows into the sharing of faith and healing with those who may be wounded in our community. I am Monsignor John Binda. God bless you.